Hello. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter that covers the months of August, September, and October of 2022. It's a rather long newsletter, and I only have about 58 minutes, so I've prioritized messages that were new, and perhaps I'll need to cut out things that are repeats from other months. So here we go. District Governor's Message. It has been a wide-open start to this year. Our Brighter Visions kickoff was one of the most successful in years. Right out of the gate, we have had a hurricane hit Florida, and then make its way up here to us a day or two later. I recently took a trailer load of supplies to the district governor of the area hardest hit. We may have to make another trip if more clubs decide to gather more supplies. Special thanks to District 31N for their help in this endeavor. The VIP fishing tournament was held October 17th to 19th on the Outer Banks. The excitement was contagious around this event. If you have not volunteered to help during the tournament before, be sure to put your name in the hat to help next year. I extend my heartfelt thanks to the Apex, Raleigh Host, and Wendell Lions Clubs, among others, for contributing enough money to replace the therapy dogs which passed in the fire at the Boys and Girls Home. This was no small amount of money, and we are very grateful for their generosity. Lion Maggie is putting the finishing touches on the Clinical Eye Research Fund Drive bucket labels. Her brand new husband is helping me to get the website set up so you can watch the pile of $1 bills grow. We have already collected several hundred dollars towards the goal of a million $1 bills. I believe this will end up being a wonderful way to both raise money for a well-deserving project, as well as projecting the Lion's name out to the general public and how we make the world a better place. With the court system getting back to full speed after the pandemic, we are working double time. However, I know I need to be getting better communication out to the district. I have taken positive steps towards setting aside time to become the leader we need. This is such an excellent time to be building your club's projects and membership. People want to help their communities, and they have been cooped up with nothing to do. As I have learned, projects build membership. Do a project. Ask for help from neighbors, friends, and friends yet to be. Then publish your project any way you can. It is sometimes slow, but members gained this way appear to stay Lions longer than other methods. Above all, keep a cheerful disposition as you serve. I believe this is already the best district in the state. I want to see it grow to be the best in the nation. We have such an excellent group of clubs and Lions. Please support each other and remember that we all are working for a common goal. And there's a photo of DG Alan Swaim striking his, as their caption says, his most dignified pose as he was volunteering to serve VIPs at the fishing tournament. Thermometers needed by UNC Children's Hospital. Lions, the UNC Children's Hospital is in need of thermometers. Specifically, they need blue MABIS digital thermometers. 20 seconds. These thermometers are available on Amazon for about $9 each. They need a total of 200 thermometers. Thermometers can be sent to Attention, 5 Children's, Aaron Jones, UNC Children's Hospital, 101 Manning Drive, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27514. If you or your club decide to assist in this effort, please let Lion Becky Burt know how many you are sending and the name of your club. Lion Becky can be reached at 919-270-6991 or via email at momnedburt@gmail.com. Here's a notice in memory of Lewis Wilson Gupton, July 30th, 1938 to August 7th, 2022. Lewis Wilson Gupton, 84, of Castalia, passed away Sunday, August 7, 2022. He was born on July 30, 1938, to the late Ira Lee and Betty Burnett Gupton. In addition to his parents, Wilson was preceded by his wife, Rose Bobbitt Gupton, a son, Jack Gupton, and his brother, Donald Gupton. Wilson is survived by his son and daughter-in-law, Tony and Sherry Gupton, and grandson, Elliot Gupton. Wilson retired from Burlington Industries, where he was a manager. He was a charter member of the Franklinton Rescue Squad and a member of the North Carolina Association of Rescue and EMS. He was an avid member of the White Level Lions Club, where he had been the treasurer, and was always proud of their fish fry fundraisers. He loved to hunt, fish, and enjoyed watching wildlife on his trail camera. Funeral services were held at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, August 10th at White Level Baptist Church. Navigating Diabetes at Camp Koala. This is by Elizabeth Edwards, content specialist for Lions Clubs International Foundation. July 28, 2022. Diabetes is a global Diabetes is a global epidemic that reaches every corner of the world. According to the International Diabetes Federation, diabetes is the eighth leading cause of death in the world, with more than 1.2 million children and teens living with this chronic condition. For youth living with diabetes, many struggle with managing their condition. Diabetes not only impacts their physical health, but also the mental and emotional health of adolescents. Some teens even describe suffering from anxiety when trying to manage this disease. Lions in Australia recognize the importance of helping teenagers with diabetes, so they turn to Lions Club International Foundation for help. LCIF awarded a $10,499 LCIF diabetes grant for the project. With the grant, Lions in Australia, in partnership with the local Type 1 Foundation, a foundation that connects medical practitioners and educators to newly diagnosed families, decided to create and facilitate a camp to help teens with Type 1 diabetes build diabetes self-management skills and promote peer support through a diabetes camp. The camp, called Camp Koala, provides classes on diet, insulin, and glucose level management, and healthy lifestyles. The camp is located along Australia's southwest coast, just outside of Melbourne, at the beautiful Camp Wayuna that entertains thousands of youths as a YMCA. 21 teams between the ages of 15 and 18 with type 1 diabetes stayed at the camp thanks to Lions from District 201V2 and LCIF. Aware of challenges faced by adolescents, Lions ensured the 7-day camp promoted independence, self-esteem, positive body image, and emotional well-being. Type 1 Foundation mentors connected with campers on a peer-to-peer level to help provide emotional support. Campers used an app called Happy Bob that not only monitored their glucose levels, but also allowed private communication between the campers, which aided in building friendships. Family therapist Joe Solowiczak organized a virtual session with the campers. As a type 1 diabetic himself, he understands the anxiety and common issues that teens with diabetes face daily, especially as it pertains to relationships with parents and guardians. In the session, he touched on the difficulty for parents to hand over the care and responsibility to their children as they get older. After the session, many of the campers said it was nice to talk to, quote, someone who gets it, unquote. Lion Rob Ayton also organized a life skills coaching session that detailed the rules to success and confidence and shared the importance of emotional health with the campers. We can learn anything from a book or an observation, but until it is learned and experienced on an emotional level, it is just information, Ayton said. To further enhance the week-long experience, campers also enjoyed activities such as laser tag, a boat cruise, and an adventure park exploration. Campers walked away more confident, happier, and determined to live life to the fullest despite their circumstances. I've met so many amazing people and friends. I'm so grateful I had the chance to attend. I can't say thank you enough, said a participant at Camp Koala. The Lions are planning to host the camp again in July of 2023. With a diabetes grant from LCIF, Lions can help increase access to diabetes care by enhancing existing diabetes centers, providing screening services, and training diabetes service providers. Diabetes grants also help fund youth camps and retreats like Camp Koala to help youth connect with their peers and provide them with life-changing experiences. Make a difference in those affected by diabetes by applying for a diabetes grant. First Flight Lions Donate to Beach Food Pantry by Lion Bob Christensen. So far, the First Flight Lions have donated two boxes of food to the beach food pantry. One box collected at Southern Bank totaled 44 pounds. The second donation box from our bingo collection totaled 35 pounds. The second box contained dental supplies donated by Atlantic Dentistry. The second box also contained personal feminine hygiene products, which the food bank indicated was sorely needed. Hopefully, we can continue two boxes per month. Elizabeth from the food bank was extremely grateful for our support. Providing compassionate care at the end of life. This is by Elizabeth Edwards, content specialist at LCIF. Imagine someone you love is very sick and needs a comfortable space to feel cared for and manage his or her pain at the end of life. Hospice care helps loved ones when treatment can no longer cure or control a disease. An interdisciplinary team of doctors, nurses, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers work to provide medical, emotional, and spiritual support in a private home setting, a nursing home, or an inpatient hospice unit. Typically, the person who is ill enters hospice care when he or she is expected to live 6 months or less. Lions in Illinois recognize the importance of compassionate care and comfort to a family member at the end of life and the need to help families feel emotionally prepared for the death of a loved one. Unfortunately, at the Lightways Hospice and Serious Illness Care in Joliet, many families were on a waiting list for rooms. Eileen Gutierrez, a senior director of development and communications at Lightways, said the inpatient hospice facility decided to expand and renovate their care facility from 16 rooms to 20 rooms because they wanted to serve their community and create more family-focused areas. The $8.5 million renovation project started after the state of Illinois approved legislation to increase the size of inpatient hospice facilities in 2018. After years of supporting the facility with donated items, such as alarm clocks, Lions of District 1BK in Illinois decided to expand their support with 15 Lions clubs, raising more than $10,000. To magnify their impact, the Lions turned to Lions Clubs International Foundation for additional support. LCIF awarded a matching grant of $10,000, making the Lions of District 1BK total contribution to the project more than $20,000. Where there is a need, there is a lion, and we all banded together to help serve our community, said past District Governor John Joseph Honeyoats, the grant administrator. Service comes in many ways, and helping someone have peaceful and loving last moments is a true act of unselfish service to a fellow man. According to Honeyoats, Lightways originally planned to use the donation to furnish one new room with a bed, sofa, and a reclining chair. But they quickly realized the grant funds also supported furnishings for the entire room, including tables, mirrors, curtains, and bath linens. For a person in hospice, it's an emotional time for the family, and we wanted to help make their stay as comfortable as possible, he said. For Gutierrez, the comfort of the patient and family members is the goal of the facility. In every room, windows and French doors open to a patio that allow a patient to experience fresh air and the outdoors. The facility includes a 24-hour dining room, business room for families, and living room/common area. We are there for those in need, and we light the way with unwavering guidance and support, Gutierrez said. The renovation project was finished in the summer of 2021, and the 20-bed unit opened that fall. Community support means the world to us at Lightways, Gutierrez said. Patient Room 10, now named after Lions in Illinois and LCIF, will serve hundreds of families throughout the community, where staff members will provide compassionate care with less pain and more joy. As fate would have it, a lion from Crest Hill, Illinois, was the first to occupy the room, Honeyoit said. We're proud to serve our community and our lions in every stage of life. The Lions clubs that supported the project include Bolingbrook, Braidwell, Shanahan, Crest Hill, Crete, Frankfort, Joliet Noon, Lamont, Lockport, Manuka, Mokena, Morris, New Lenox, Plainfield, and Shorewood in District 1BK, Illinois. Make a difference, like the Lions in District 1BK, Illinois, by applying for an LCIF matching grant. The Future is Now by Lion John Michener. Monday evening, October 24th, 2022, found Edenton Lions gathering at 7 p.m., autumn leaves of assorted colors carpeted the neighborhood yards. The weather was clear and cool. Halloween lawn decorations waved as we passed. Smiles abounded. Eyes twinkled as small talk bubbled up. No rain recently to purge the skies of yuck. For the moment, no one was grouchy. There were 28 in attendance. First, we heard about the Edenton Lions, who helped out at the VIP fishing tournament. We invested manpower and monies. Lions Jim Hodges, Jackie Ng, and Bob Yeager, and his wife Pat, volunteered Sunday through Thursday. Lions Glorian Mazur, Henry Smith, and Cabe Speary helped on Tuesday with feeding 340 VIPs and volunteers. Northwest and north winds hampered successful fishing from the piers. Lion Jim Hodges helped head boat fishing on the Miss Oregon Inlet. The Crystal Dawn hosted others. It was a therapeutic time for all, as each felt appreciated. Lion Jackie Inge mimicked the Energizer Bunny expertly in a valiant effort to help Lions Jim Hodges and Bob Yeager stay focused. VIPs proved themselves seaworthy. They danced wonderfully two nights in a row. Their enthusiasm never diminished. They proved to be warm, sincere, and appreciative people. Looking back, Lion Jim wrote that he gained perspective on the adaptability of humans when faced with limitations. He also developed deeper appreciation for the gift of sight and vision. Paraphrasing, vision is the art of seeing the invisible. Let no preventable blindness happen on your watch. Then I spied the program presenter, PDG Lion Rhett White, approaching. Understandably, newer members did not recognize the gentleman from Terrell County. He has been an active lion since 1969 and served as district governor in 1981. He remains active and modest. Along the way, he worked for 12 years in public school administration, as well as 23 years with North Carolina Aquariums. He is currently in his 18th year as town manager of Columbia, North Carolina. Lion Rhett is both well-known and respected. He even found time to marry the equally well-known and respected past international director, Gwen A. White. Recently, major improvements built as requested to improve water services at local prison. Tax revenues from increased water use are to pay off new indebtedness. Shortly after improved water flow started, higher authorities suddenly closed the prison in Terrell. Quite a surprise. Empty facilities do not use water or pay taxes. How then to generate the monies reasonably expected from enhanced services in order to meet today's financial obligations? The town budget is in turmoil. Rhett White does not dwell on this. No woe is me from him. Instead, Edenton Lions hear Rhett say, in effect, listen up, let's look at the big picture for lionism in North Carolina. In 1981, when elected district governor, there were more than 14,000 lions in North Carolina. 40 years later, there are less than 6,000. Yet, good work has been done. So while membership has fallen, opportunities remain. In memory of Samuel Lee Cox, June 30, 1951 to October 11, 2022. Sammy Lee Cox, age 71, of Lumberton, North Carolina, went to be with his Heavenly Father on Wednesday, October 11th, 2022, at Southeastern Hospice House in Lumberton, North Carolina. He was born in Robeson County on June 30, 1951, to the late Sammy Cox and Betty Rogers Cox. Sammy, a Vietnam veteran, proudly served his country in the United States Army. After returning home, he continued his service as a captain in the United States Army Reserves. Sammy loved Robeson County and all people. He served 21 years on the Robeson Community College Board of Trustees. During his tenure, he established endowments in the Department of Nursing and was honored with naming rights of the Sammy Cox Law Enforcement Center. Sammy was a longtime supporter of his alma mater, the University of North Carolina at Pembroke. He was an original charter member of the UNCP Braves Club, serving as president in the early years. He created a legacy on campus, some of which include the baseball field bearing the name Sammy and Onita Cox Field, a newly renovated girls' softball locker room, and established one of the largest endowments at the university. Sammy's generosity has directly impacted hundreds of students throughout the years. Sammy was a member of Lions International, the largest service organization in the world, serving with the Lumberton Lions Club for 14 years. He assisted in many different capacities and was honored with a Melvin Jones Fellowship and numerous other accolades. He is survived by his loving wife of 50 years, Onita Simmons Cox of the home, his stepmother, Sue Lee Cox, his children, Amanda Cox Owen, of Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania, and David Addison Cox of Lumberton. Two special granddaughters, Samantha Lee Bunnell of Altamont Springs, Florida, and Lauren Addison Cox of Lumberton. His sisters, Brenda Cox Taylor of Calabash and Bonnie Cox of Lumberton, and a host of special family and friends. The family received friends at Godwin Heights Baptist Church on October 3, 2022. A memorial service followed in the church sanctuary. Following the memorial service, interment was at Gardens of Faith Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Lumberton Lions Club, P.O. Box 256, Lumberton, North Carolina, 28359. And here's an announcement about the Welch Allyn Spot Vision Screener Warranty Alert. To all clubs using the Welch Allyn Spot Vision Screener, there have been a few reports from clubs in District 31N with units that have warranties that have run out. Out-of-warranty repairs can be costly. Many of the units in District 31N had a 5-year warranty, which includes battery replacement. An out-of-warranty battery replacement will cost about $200. Welch Allyn recommends that the battery on each unit be replaced every 2.5 years. Review the paperwork that came with the unit to determine if it is still within the warranty period, and/or call Welch Allyn to get warranty clarification. Welch Allyn's number is 800-535-6663. Make sure you have the unit's serial number handy when you call, and maybe the date you purchased the unit. The representative can locate your unit's contract number by the serial number. If your unit is still covered under the warranty but is more than 2.5 years old, you may want to send the unit in for battery replacement. Welch Allyn will send you a return materials authorization and a loaner unit. Use the box containing the loaner unit to send your unit back to Welch Allyn. Repair may take as long as 3 weeks. Wilson Evening Lions celebrate 100 years by Lion C. Joanne Wood. The Wilson Evening Lions Club celebrated 100 years of service to the Wilson community on September 24th of 2022. Members and guests were treated to dinner and entertainment at the Truist Youth Center in Wilson. The event was emceed by Wilson Evening Lion David Edwards and Wilson Evening Lion President Keith Watson. Lion David Edwards, who has served as a Wilson Evening Lion the longest, more than 40 years, shared history of the club. He said the club was formed in the upstairs of the Daily Motor Company on Tarborough Street in downtown Wilson. The club was chartered on September 22, 1922, with 25 members. He said the club should be proud to have reached 100% of its national, state, district, and local goals for 99 of its 100 years. The club currently has 25 members and has a minimum of 12 service projects every year for individuals who are blind or visually impaired, for veterans, or for individuals in need. The things we have done and what we have accomplished have been done by every one of you, Edwards told members. The things that we have accomplished are things that most clubs have not accomplished. We have done lion things, he continued. We have done some really good things. We are all lions, nothing special and everything special. It is a privilege to be a member of this club. Keynote speaker PID Gwen A. White, a longtime member of Lions clubs in Columbia and Killdevil Hills, said Lions take their jobs as Lions seriously. This is the Wilson Evening Club celebrating their 100th anniversary. I just can't say enough good things about all that they have done to support the visually impaired. I am extremely proud to be here with the Wilson Evening Lions Club, White said. Wilson has always been one of those clubs that has been very supportive of the things that are going on at the district level, the state level, and I would be remiss if I did not publicly thank you all for what you have done. Since 1922, the Wilson community has benefited in many untold ways and in many positive ways from the civic presence of the services that you all have provided, she said. White urged members to have fun in their roles as Lions and, most importantly, to focus, take advantage of opportunities, be resourceful, and practice good communication and enthusiasm. Awesome entertainment was provided by Lou Ann Bowen, who brought the room down with laughter with her comedy performance. The night was capped with awards presented to dedicated members. Several awards were made from the district, including William L. Woodard Partner in Service Awards. Wilson Evening Lions recognized Lion Bill Van Lowe with a gift. He has been a Lion for more than 55 years, part of which was in Maryland, where he served as a district governor. Lion David Edwards was recognized and presented a gift for being a Lion for more than 40 years. Most of those years have been with the Wilson Evening Lions Club, longer than any other current Wilson Evening Lions Club member. He has served in numerous state, district, and local Lion positions, including district governor and Wilson Evening Lion president. Wilson Evening Lions thanked sponsors that included Provident Funeral Homes, which donated flowers and printing, and SPOT, Share Positive Outcomes Together, a local youth center making a difference in the lives of Wilson youth for the use of their facility, and for the wonderful dinner. Congratulations on 100 years. Disaster relief items are needed for District 31I. District 31I needs assistance in providing Tropical Storm Ian relief items. The areas hit the hardest were in the counties of Wake, Guilford, Durham, Charlotte, and Forsyth. The items needed most are hygiene and toiletry items, male and female, infant care, diapers, formula, milk, baby wipes, etc., food, or monetary donations to purchase food, non-perishable items to distribute, and or cooking to serve meals. Bottled water and small purification units with replacement filters, first aid kits and or supplies, tarps, blankets, sheets and pillows, clothing and shoes, both male and female, cleaning supplies, small cooking supplies, eating utensils, paper plates, cups and napkins, and flashlights, lanterns, or solar lights. Lake Guest and Lions Seafood Festival not stopped by Hurricane Ian. By Lion Phil Weigel. Hurricane Ian tried his very best to shut down the 2022 Lake Guest and Lions Seafood Festival. This year, Ian blew through our area just 12 hours before the gates opened up on Saturday, October 1st of 2022. Overnight on Friday, September 30th, was extremely windy. However, Saturday morning ushered in surprisingly calm and peaceful weather. The Seafood Festival grounds were actually dry, truly amazing. All of the Seafood Festival guests and volunteers were glad to get outside and enjoy a marvelous afternoon immediately following Hurricane Ian's departure. We were blessed. Florida was not. Always a rain or shine event, The Seafood Festival was canceled only once in 2020 due to COVID-19. As Hurricane Ian marched northwards, the Lake Gaston Lions worked hard to make good decisions in advance of the storm. Safety, as always, was our highest priority. The Lake Gaston Lions Seafood Festival, always held on the first Saturday of October, provided more than 1,500 people with a laid-back afternoon of live music, seafood, and beverages. The Seafood Festival has been the Lake Gaston Lions' signature fundraising event for 36 years. Live music by The Switch kept the fun vibe going all afternoon. Despite constant Hurricane Ian adjustments during the week, our seafood supplier since the very beginning, Murray L. Nixon of Edenton, came through once again with the very highest quality of oysters, shrimp, and fish to be found. Lions are known for primarily championing vision issues, but we strive to follow our motto, "We serve," wherever it may lead. Tip monies received at our seafood festivals typically is undesignated and goes towards our various service projects. This year was different. The Lake Gaston Lions issued a tip match challenge just days ahead of the 2022 Seafood Festival. Lions announced via Facebook and our website that everyone is very concerned by the massive devastation that people are facing in the wake of Hurricane Ian. This year, all tips will go toward Hurricane Ian relief. Your Lake Gaston Lions Club will match the tip jars up to at least $2,000. And our wonderful guests and supporters came through resoundingly. A total of $1,949 was received in 2022 Seafood Festival tips, shattering last year's record of $1,529. Clearly, the Lake Gaston Lions 2022 Tip Match Challenge was met. Lions are adding in the full $2,000 match and rounding up to an even $4,000. Our check for Hurricane Ian relief will be headed out very soon. And that's not all. One of our amazing volunteers, Kathy Stricklett, was helping out by selling T-shirts with Lions Teresa Boone and Dolores Ranieri. A few other Lions dropped by, and a conversation about Hurricane Ian relief got started. Kathy works at Boyd Chevrolet of Emporia and mentioned that Boyd would be taking relief supplies down to Florida on Saturday, October 8th. Dot connected. On Wednesday, October 5th, every bit of the Lions' unused and unopened Seafood Festival supplies, including 34 gallons of canned baked beans, was taken over to Boyd Chevrolet of Emporia. Boyd made deliveries into Port Charlotte and Fort Myers on Saturday, October 8th of 2022. And there are some photos of hundreds of people obviously enjoying the music and the food, and some cooks holding up the fresh seafood and truckloads of goodies. Mayor Jacques Gilbert speaks to Apex Lions by Lion John Lind. The special guest speaker at a recent meeting was Mayor Jacques Gilbert, or maybe it's Jacques Gilbert. He has presented at our club in the past and had returned this evening to give us an update on many things going on in the town of Apex. He began by thanking the Apex Lions for our many years of community service to the town of Apex, and also for supporting him way back in 2011 when he was pursuing the skate park initially. We were the first group to formally support him in that cause. He also honored our own Lion, Larry Jordan, who was the mayor of Apex in the 1980s. It often takes years for the benefits of decisions to be manifest. So many of the great things happening in Apex today would not have been possible had it not been for his leadership back then. Mayor Gilbert proceeded to give us a lengthy and informative presentation, providing us with quite a bit of detail about many topics. Taxes have gone up. People are still moving to Apex. Even though the rate of growth has slowed recently, we are still growing year after year. We currently have 73,000 citizens. With more citizens come more demands for services. We still have a bedroom community economy. That is to say, we have approximately 80% tax revenue from residential and only 20% from commercial. This is something that he has focused on. Pickleball is a phenomenon in Apex, as well as in many other places in the region. Housing prices are up dramatically. Affordable housing is a big concern, and much work is happening in this area. Transportation and parking are also huge concerns. There was a lengthy discussion about parking for downtown and the plans that were in place and how things are changing. There was also some discussion about the NCDOT delays and the new bus routes, as well as future plans for a rail system for the region. The long-awaited downtown plan was discussed, including the streets and sidewalks bond for connectivity, reliability, and walkability. At the end of Mayor Gilbert's presentation, our members were able to ask questions, and Jacques was very transparent with his answers. There is an awful lot going on in and around our town these days. I guess that should come as no surprise, given how much we have grown recently. Many thanks to Mayor Gilbert for visiting with us, sharing this information, and answering our questions. Hampstead Lions Club Raffle. The Hampstead Lions Club, District 31N, is selling raffle tickets for a $500 Walmart gift card. Tickets are $5 each, or three tickets for $10. Only 500 tickets are being sold. If you would like to purchase tickets, please contact either Elaine at 201-704-5604 or Val at 910-231-2474. The drawing will be held on Saturday, November 19th of 2022. In memory of Charles Edmund Eads, August 19th, 1939, to September 17th, 2022. Charles Edmund Eads, age 83, of Sherrill's Ford, passed away Saturday, September 17th, 2022, at Accordius Health in Salisbury, North Carolina. Born August 19, 1939, in Catawba County, he was the son of the late Dewey and Eva Goodson Eads. He was a member of Olivet Baptist Church. Charles served in the U.S. Army and worked for Camp Dogwood for 22 years. He was preceded in death by his parents, two brothers, Bobby and Claude Eads, and two sisters, Catherine E. Gabriel and Rachel E. Byers. Left to cherish his memory are two nephews, Danny Gabriel and Keith Gabriel, both of Sherrill's Ford, and a niece, Terry Setzer, of Sherrill's Ford. Charles was laid in state at Burke Mortuary in Maiden, and a graveside service was held on Thursday, September 22nd at Olivet Baptist Church, with Reverend Matt Rummage officiating. Memorials may be made to Olivet Baptist Church, 7893 Monbow Road, Catawba, North Carolina, 28609. Mayor of King receives North Carolina's highest honor. Mayor Jack Warren was honored at the King City Council meeting with the Order of the Longleaf Pine, the highest award given by the governor. A veteran, Mayor Warren has long served his country and his hometown. He has served on the King City Council since 1987, serving the past 23 years as mayor. Warren served on the council from 1987 to 1991 and from 1995 to 1997. He served on the planning board from 1993 to 1995, and he was elected the mayor of King in 1999. At 80, he plans to retire from public service when his current term is up. In addition to serving his community, Mayor Warren has volunteered for many civic groups and is a member of the King Lions Club. The Order of the Longleaf Pine is among the most prestigious awards presented by the governor of North Carolina. Presented to individuals who have a proven record of extraordinary service to the state, a befitting honor for Mayor Warren, for he has dedicated his life giving back to his community. According to Representative Kyle Hall, it is believed that Warren is the longest actively serving mayor in the state of North Carolina. Aside from serving his community as mayor, Warren has also served as president of the King Lions Club. He has served as a past commander of the American Legion Post 290. He has served on the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, and he has been on the Advisory Council for Hospice and Palliative Care, and much more. As mayor, he has seen tremendous growth here in this city, says Hall. He has led this city with a steady arm. I appreciate everything that he has done as a citizen of the city of King. Other recipients of the Order of the Longleaf Pine include Billy Graham, Andy Griffith, Michael Jordan, Richard Petty, Coach K, and Dean Smith. Surrounded by the city council, as well as family and friends in the community, Mayor Warren was presented the award from Representative Kyle Hall and then addressed the attendees in an emotional speech. "It's been an honor to serve this city," said Mayor Warren through tears. "God's been good to me." At the same city council meeting, Central Park maintenance worker Tyler Campbell was honored as employee of the quarter. Campbell is a Stokes County native and a graduate of West Stokes High School. Salem Elementary Backpack Buddies Project by Lion John Lind. This past year, members of the Apex Lions Club, who have mobility issues and are unable to volunteer for some of the club's projects, such as the North Carolina Fair Booth, started looking for new ways to serve our community. These members have become to be known as ALL, Apex Limited Lions. One of the many considerations was for helping underprivileged children with meals when they were not in school, better known as Backpack Buddies. Contact was made with several elementary schools that serve the Apex area. The suggestion was made to serve the children in need with snacks for mid-morning and mid-afternoon and possible achievement awards. The first school that wanted to participate in this was Salem Elementary School. Our first delivery to Salem Elementary was in June of 2022, and this developed into a better understanding by the staff of what Apex Lions are and how we serve. We were told of a second grade student who had broken his Medicare-supplied glasses, and they would not fix or replace them for a year. Our Lions Club came to the rescue and supplied a better quality of glasses to this student. We recently made our second delivery of snacks and lunch bags boxes. It is a pleasure to give back to our community and help those in need, and especially the younger ones in need. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for donating $1,317.50 for the Brighter Visions Fund at the VIP Fishing Tournament held October 17th to 19th, 2022, on the Outer Banks. You are awesome. In memory of Rachel Bradley Walker, March 6, 1943 to October 26, 2022. Rachel Brady Walker, 79, of Monroe, North Carolina, heard her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ lovingly say to her, "Well done, good and faithful servant." She had many roles: wife, mother, Nana, sister, spunky prayer warrior, teacher, and yet her overarching role was that of a Christian encourager. From the time she placed her faith in Christ for salvation at a young age, Rachel consistently witnessed for him, sharing her testimony with everyone she could. Even so, she never coerced or cornered anybody. She invited people to know Christ. She demonstrated by sterling example and with contagious enthusiasm that nothing is more fulfilling than loving God and living a life of devotion to Him. Rachel was born on March 6, 1943, in Gaston County, to the late Carl D. Brady and Lola S. Brady. Rachel knew as early as her fifth grade year that she wanted to be a teacher. She fulfilled that dream, teaching English at the College of the Albemarle from 1964 to 66 and at Wingate University from 1967 to 2008. While Rachel loved her career and her students, she loved her husband and family even more. She met the love of her life, James R. Walker, or Jim, in high school, and married him when she was 18 years old. On December of 2021, Rachel and Jim celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary. Through the years, their lives were marked by their service to others. Together, they were both youth directors at Mill Creek Baptist Church, members of the JCs and JSETs, and members of the Unionville Lions Club. Their love of travel took them to more than 41 states and 20 countries. Amazingly, as busy as she was, Rachel found even more ways to serve people in her own local area. She started a vacation Bible school for special needs children in Union County. She wrote newsletters for the NC Lions Foundation, District E, and the Union Baptist Association. She was a hospice volunteer for 3 years, and she worked with visually impaired people for over 25 years. For some time, Rachel had numerous health concerns, but she'd never let them keep her from celebrating life. nor did she ever allow circumstances to hinder her from encouraging others to do the same. She always said, "Life is a celebration waiting for someone to light the candle." Consistently and faithfully, she shared her happy heart with her family and friends, teaching them always to enjoy God's blessings, the most precious of which, apart from Jesus Christ, is life itself. Rachel was predeceased by her parents. She is survived by her husband, James R. Walker, daughter, Melanie Walker Tripp, son, James Robert Walker, all of Monroe, North Carolina, grandchildren, Cameron J. James Tripp of New York City, Caroline Rachel Tripp of Tampa, Florida, and James R. Walker III of Monroe. Rachel also is survived by her sisters, Pat Rankin and Mickey Brady of Gaston County, and many nieces, nephews, and friends she called family. A celebration of life service for Rachel was held on Saturday, October 29th at First Baptist Church of Indian Trail in Indian Trail, North Carolina, where the Walkers have been active members for nearly 20 years. The family received friends after the celebration. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be made to either Wingate University or First Baptist Church Indian Trail. Apex Lions Relays, Biggest Year So Far by Lion John Lind. On Thursday, August 18, 2022, the Apex Lions Club was proud to present a check for more than $5,000 to the Apex High School track team. You may not know this, but for the past 44 years, the Apex Lions Club has been sponsoring and administering the Apex High School Relays. This is an annual event where schools from across the state come together for a massive track meet. Well, almost. We did miss 2 years due to COVID-19 and 1 year to a tornado. Other than that, the event has been like clockwork. This year, we had our best year ever. Thanks to a bit of pent-up demand, a brand new high school venue, and some more efficient financial practices, we were able to raise more than $5,000. We are proud that this event has been so successful for so long, and we look forward to many more years of supporting the Apex High School track program. Thanks also to all of you who attend the event and purchase concessions and T-shirts, as well as all the schools that participate. A large portion of those fees are how this event happens and how this money is raised. The Apex Lions volunteer the physical labor to sell concessions and T-shirts and to administer the event. It would not be successful if not for those who attend and make purchases. Hurricane Disaster Relief Appeal, South Florida and Puerto Rico. South Florida, District 35-1, is facing a long recovery from the devastation caused by Hurricane Ian. Hurricane Ian left behind many homeless and a staggering amount of damage in Florida, which estimates in the tens of billions of dollars. Still in recovery from Hurricane Maria that left approximately 3,000 people dead and cost more than $1 billion in damages, Puerto Rico, Multiple District 51, has suffered further devastation from Hurricane Fiona. It is estimated that Puerto Rico's economy will take another multi-billion-dollar hit. To support South Florida, send donations by check to Care of Treasurer Bev Flynn, 4258 Summer Tree Road, Venice, Florida, 32493. For questions, call 941-773-5705 or send an email to lionbevflynn@aol.com. For support to Puerto Rico, send donations by check to Distrito Multiple 51 Leones, Incorporated, P.O. Box 363883, San Juan, Puerto Rico, 00936-38883. For questions, contact CC Lion Felix Camacho Ayala at 787-678-8368 or Felix M. Camacho 57@gmail.com. The Council of Governors is seeking a secretary-treasurer. Lions, the 2023-2024 Council of Governors, is seeking candidates for 2023-24 Secretary-Treasurer. If you are interested in the position, email your bio/resume to Nominations Chair PDG Paul Silverman at Silverman1, that's the number one, Silverman1 at prodigy.net, no later than January 20th of 2023. Interviews will be held at the 3rd Council of Governors North Carolina's Incorporated meetings on February 10th through 12th of 2023. Annual NC Lions Day of Service begins. Lions, the North Carolina Lions Council of Governors, have instituted an exciting new initiative for the next 5 years. Beginning this year, the last Saturday in September will be designated as a Lions Day of Service. This year, we had our first Lions Day of Service on September 24, 2022, with a theme of hunger. Clubs were asked to collect and donate non-perishables for food pantries, shelters, churches, food banks, and or any individuals or organization who needs them. Items were weighed and the amounts were reported to the Cabinet Secretary and reported on My Lion to receive credit. Next year's theme will be Vision. The time frame to kick off the initiative was tight this year, but we will have time to plan for next year and do even more. We can start now by getting businesses to donate billboard space for free advertising. We will also pursue asking the governor of North Carolina to issue a proclamation designating the last Saturday in September as a Lions Day of Service. D.G. Swaim visits Apex Lions and installs new member by Lion John Lind. D.G. Alan Swaim recently visited our club. The first order of business was to install our newest member, Lion Kevin Conroy. D.G. Allen is a very good speaker and storyteller. This evening, he did not disappoint. First, he shared the story of how he met his wife, Amy, and he shared a story about a boating experience that blended in very well with a fortune from his fortune cookie from lunch earlier that day. The fortune said something along the lines of, "Calm waters never made a good mariner." And the story he shared was about how his family had a harrowing experience one day on Lake Jordan when a storm overtook them in a sailboat. The moral of the story was this: although we have been through some tough times and may not be done just yet, we will come through and be better because of the experience. So we should be encouraged to keep doing the service we always do, no matter what the trouble of the day may present. In the end, the service is useful and effective, and we are better through it as well. The 2022 Brighter Visions kickoff held recently was a tremendous success. We have started the year with almost $30,000, which may be a new record. This money all goes to the charities and causes that Lions clubs support, so it is critical in sustaining those services. Our goal this year is $120 per member, and we are almost one-third of the way there already. Last year, we came in second out of the 5 districts in North Carolina. This year, we're aiming for the number one slot. To meet this goal, D.G. Allen is asking that every club dedicate one project to raise funds for Brighter Visions exclusively. It does not have to be a huge project, but every dollar helps. Another initiative that D.G. Allen is pushing for this year is a new but very exciting one. Recently, he had the opportunity to visit Johns Hopkins University's Wilmer Eye Institute, where he learned about a project they are developing there. It is a pair of glasses which has leads that can be connected to a person's brain. Even if the person literally does not have eyeballs, these glasses can generate an image with 64 blocks that the person can see. And there is an earpiece in the glasses as well that can identify and speak what certain objects are. This is a little bit like Geordi from Star Trek, but real. We believe that this technology will be refined and scaled over time and will ultimately become a cure for blindness. The scientist responsible for the project says that if a person were born today, just like Helen Keller, blind and deaf, it is quite possible that by the time he or she graduated high school, they would be able to see and hear almost like a normal person. That's how close we are to actually curing blindness. The only thing slowing this down right now is money for the research. In the past, we have seen Lions clubs have fundraisers for things like library books, where they raised a million pennies. So this year, we're going to start a campaign to raise $1 million to cure blindness, once and for all. D.G. Allen brought an example cheese puffs jar with a label on it and suggested that we make some of our own to place around town at various businesses to begin collecting dollar bills for this cause. Imagine if we saw the cure for blindness in our own lifetime. The last topic was a membership challenge. D.G. Allen is encouraging us to bring in more Lions this year. For each Lion that sponsors three new members while he is D.G., that's through June of 23, he is planning either a dinner at Angus Barn or something even bigger if there are many that achieve that goal. So make sure to wear your Lions Club pin and gear and talk to people you meet about what we do. After all these years, we still remain the best-kept secret in town. Our town of Apex has grown by leaps and bounds in the past decade, but our club has actually gotten smaller. We need to share what we have been doing and continue to do so that everyone knows. What civic-minded person would not want to be a part of this? Of course, D.G. Allen thanked our club for all we do. We are well known as a model club in the district, and the state for that matter. One of the reasons for that is our amazing fundraiser at the state fair. Thank you, NCSEPS. The North Carolina Society of Eye Physicians and Surgeons, at its 2022 annual meeting at the Grand Over Resort in Greensboro, sponsored a 5K run for fun and funding on Sunday, September 18, 2022, in support of North Carolina Lions Incorporated, their programs and services for the blind and visually impaired populations across the state. Runners joined by friends and colleagues for a charity walk-run event that took place on the grounds of the Grand Over Resort. The 5K participants designated that 100% of the proceeds would go to the North Carolina Lions Incorporated. The runners raised $1,100 from this special event. That was awesome. Many thanks to all of the participants for your donations and efforts. Here's an announcement of the Coming Together, Moving Ahead, LCICon 2023 Boston. Next year, the 105th Lions Club International Convention will be held in the City on the Hill, where Lions and Leos will unite to forge a path to a better world. It's going to be a celebration you won't want to miss. That's going to be in Boston. Well, alas, we have run out of time to finish the newsletter. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to North Carolina Reading Service.